My name is Kendra Walden. I am 13 years old. Today is November 23rd, and I'm speaking with Ray Brown, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. So tell me about your happiest moment in your life.
Well, really, life before I went in the Army was pretty mundane. Just school and high school and some college, and then being drafted was exciting. I did get to go to the Rose Bowl, which was exciting. But I think the most exciting moment would have been my time of marriage, because that made my life fulfilled. It wasn't just me any longer. It was two of us, and we were together pretty much all the time, except for when you have to work in a day. So I would say it really was my marriage, starting my life and starting my own life.
Okay, now can you describe to me what your childhood was like?
Well, it was a good childhood. I had good friends. I had good parents that loved me and cared and guided me along. And I guess it was normal, really, for our country and for our life. Not wealthy, not poor. Just pretty medium, and the same with friends. And of course, I was pretty active. Not heavily active in high school, but I was active enough to get in trouble and get out of trouble, and not create any hurt or harm to anybody. Or myself, but I guess that's as normal as I could think of it, bringing up childhood, having good friends, and having joys, and mundane times, and sad times, but otherwise pretty much go along even with everything. Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me, what was my mom like as a child?
Well, your mom was just a good child, really. She was obedient, quiet sometimes, and yet not totally shy. She was shy some, as she didn't stand at the calendar and say, I'm 16, I want to get my license. She'd kind of just let it fly, and we had to keep working on it to get her license. But she would participate in everything at school, and yet still had her own spunk to do things. But she was a smart girl, and did well in school, and did well in activities, and was a good safe girl. You didn't have to worry about her at night. She understood responsibility and accepted it, and was willing to be a teachable child, and was willing to go out and work when her age got there, where she could work, and pretty much it.
So describe to me your strongest memories from your time in the military.
Well, the military, I didn't go anywhere that was terribly exciting. I served my time. one thing is that when I started in the military, went through my basic training first 6 weeks. It's a tough 6 weeks, and you're away from home, and you're kind of being taught responsibility and acceptance of authority. So I got homesick. So then I had a 2 week break to go home and come back and get 6 more weeks of advanced training. And that was exciting. But really I didn't go anywhere. I stayed stateside, stayed in Texas and Arkansas, and I was still going with my girlfriend at that time, which ended up being my wife, two rabbits on her. And I got in a little trouble because I'd go visit her, and I get in a little trouble before I got back. But I think the most exciting part was all the people I met, the people in other cities, and the other guys that were in at the same time I was, and I still am friends with some of them, and my kids are still friends with their kids. So it was a lasting friendship, and that was probably most exciting because it took away the hardness of the life of military, different than your life on the outside. Took that away because there was a joy to be with others. So that was probably, I didn't have really exciting times, but that was probably the most exciting.
So how old were you when you went into the military?
I was just turned 20. I was actually 19, just turned 20. And I was at that age, I was fairly invincible. So it didn't worry me to go in the Army for any reason other than I was going to be away from home, and my living routine was changed drastically. But I was young enough to not be afraid of war or of authority. Being brought up with responsibility from my parents, it wasn't hard to accept authority. So it was good that I wasn't too old to set my ways. I was young enough to be able to be trained and helped along the way.
So what motivated you to go into the military?
Age, life, and the war going, starting up. Like I said at the first, life was fairly mundane. Go to school, come home, go to school, come home, go to work. That is old. I got tired of that. So the military is a new hope, new excitement, and I was ready for the change, whatever it took. So that kind of motivated me to go out and tell them to pull my draft number up and draft me. And I was ready to see other things, new things, to go other places. And also the war was starting up, and I just felt in my head that if I went in now, it would be better for me at the first of the war, because there wasn't a lot going on there other than just getting established. So I just felt that was a good time, and motivated through needing something different. And that was it. I still miss my mom and dad, but time and life motivated me.
So, what advice would you give your teenage self?
Well, at this point, I can look back. That's an easy question. Look back and say, how would you live? How would you like to live? And I think, to me, I would tell a teenage self to do more schooling now, be willing for change, be willing to learn, and put them into place. One thing I learned in the Army was what you're taught, you're going to be using. And whether it was in high school or whether it was in the Army, those things you taught need to learn and accept them. Hard thing today is for kids to accept authority and things that's happening. But if they accept it, it makes their life better. And all that schooling will pay off in the future. All of everything you do that's for the good, not quite as free and fun as being wild and not having any rules, but it pays off later. So my advice would be to keep your head above water, get your schooling, get your training, and try to stay out of as much trouble as you can, because it pays off later in loads of different ways. Through employment later, and just life in general.
So share with me a story of how you and Grandma met. So tell me about your wedding and your honeymoon, and how you met.
That goes way back. My dad worked at Boeing, and so one time, two guys came up from Texas, and they were looking for a job, and Dad got them a job at Boeing, and they were living in a basement where we were, because us boys had our rooms in the basement of our house, and so they moved into the basement, and one guy was... Both of them are from Texas. One guy is from Austin, and he one time showed me a picture of a girl, and it didn't mean much to me. And he said, he, I don't know if he said it, but he gave the impression that this was his girlfriend, and she was cute, she was good, but that was as far as it went. So later, when I went to Texas. Went in the Army, was in Texas. And the weekend, all the guys would get their pass and go up to Austin for the weekend and stay at some people's houses and participate in those activities. So this weekend, the activity was a swimming party at their swimming hole, Barton Springs. And so all the young people were there, and during that period I met this girl, and actually ended up, I think, staying at her parents' house for the weekend. Just happened to be, and with the other guys, and so we started talking, and I realized at that time that she was a picture that this guy had shown me years ago. And so we started talking, kind of going to dinner, dating a little bit. And I kept that through my basic time with this girl in Austin. So most everything we did was dating together, and I'd come up to Austin to see her. And they kept hanging on. Got closer and closer, and then when I was sent off to my to my permanent party, which ended up being in Arkansas. That's only 6 or 8 hours away. So on a long weekend and on work schedule with me, I could come back to Austin. And sometimes I had a car that I bought, and it had mechanical problems on the road, so I got in trouble for going so far away to Austin. But nothing big thing. But anyway, we kept going on. So she was still in high school. She got out of high school and was coming close. We got out of the Army. And then we married. And obviously stayed together and lived in Austin for a while. And when we got out of the Army, we went to Houston. But that's kind of how we met. Just through the Army. It was kind of coincidence that it was a picture that somebody showed me a long time earlier.
Yeah.
What else?
What about your wedding?
Oh, our wedding was a fancy wedding because, that's good. Because I was away from home. I was in the city. I didn't know people real close. A friend of mine that I worked with and that I was together with at home before I left. We'd gone down to the Rose Bowl together. We were pretty close guys. And so I had him be my best man. And we just hired a justice of the peace and one-legged. And he married us in a home. And Ron was my best man. And it was completed there. So it wasn't a big fancy ceremony, but did the trick. And it married us.
So what about your honeymoon?
So our honeymoon, when we had the time for leave, I was trying to think. Yeah, we got married while I was still in the Army. We got a couple weeks, and I had met some friends. We had some friends in the Army in Van Buren, and pretty close, and they moved to Memphis. So we took our time and we went to Memphis for honeymoon, which is not glorified, but it was a fun time. It's a place we hadn't been, and we stayed kind of with them, with our friends, and they took us around and showed us the sights. So the honeymoon was cool in the fact that it was in a new place, a new life, and we just had fun. The only cares we had was we had to get back to the Army. Otherwise, we didn't have a care in the world. So that's kind of not a glorified wedding, but that was our time.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about your favorite songs, and why are they your favorite songs?
Well, I don't know that I'd say my favorite songs. My favorite music is more of a country western, just because it's kind of hometownish and not rocky or anything. Probably my favorite song is an old song. It's one that's been a favorite for many years. I think it was popular in 55 and 56 and 57. It was like 3 years it came back popular. Kind of a country song called Thunder Road, and it's by Robert Mitchum. just because it's got a good beat, it's country, and it's got a good story. And it's a story that is real. I mean, it's not a real thing that happened, but the real circumstances about running white lightning, you know, illegal alcohol, moonshiners, whiskey, running it with the car. His dad made whiskey, and he was the car that ran it. And it was illegal, so cops, when they found out, would chase him. And that was the whole song. It was real because we lived in Mississippi at the time. And but we're just over the line out in the country and right on the line of Tennessee. So licenses were cheaper in Mississippi than they were in Tennessee. And we were in the country down a gravel road off the highway. So I kept my Mississippi license because it was cheaper. And the cops knew it, and they're Mississippi cops. So finally one day, I was on my way to work in the morning, and they pulled me over and stopped me and told me I was living in Mississippi, and I need to get a license. That was where I lived. So I had a court date, and court was in the house of the cop, and he was a good guy, but he was a Mississippi cop. So I went to my court date one evening, one night, in the basement of his house, and he sits back in his big desk, rolls back in his chair, crosses his legs, and starts talking about the area. And he talked about running whiskey and talked about how they chased those guys. And they chased those guys, catch them, take all the whiskey, ticket them, and they'd be back on the road the next night. So it didn't slow them up, but they got money and they got whiskey. Mm-hmm. And he pulled open his bottom desk drawer, and it was just full of illegal whiskey that they had confiscated from the runner. Whether it was ever turned in, I don't know, but you knew it was real. You knew that running whiskey Thunder Road was real life, because they did it right there in my lifetime. I knew they did it because I knew the cops had chased them, and I saw the illegal whiskey. So that kind of makes that song part of my life because of what I lived at that time, knowing it was real. You drive down a gravel country road too far out of the city, and there were moonshiners watching you. So that was real life, and that's why that's mm-hmm. kind of one of my favorite songs.
So of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life, and why?
Probably Well, I know my uncles were servicemen, and they were pretty open and wild to some extent, and in trouble a little bit, but were good. So I thought their life was pretty exciting. Maybe we can get back to that too.
Mm-hmm. So, what are your favorite family holidays? This is the last question.
Well, Christmas and Thanksgiving, because they're family filled. There's a lot of joy and being free. I don't mean free as much as I mean, you know, you're on vacation, you're on away from work, and just enjoying life, and you're doing things that you'd like to do more often, but you have the time to do them, and the family's there. You get to see all your family. When I was a kid, my dad, in Christmas time, I knew I had aunts and uncles, but very seldom saw them. At Christmas, they'd come around and do their annual hello and talk, and my dad would put things together, and we'd go see some aunts that were way out in the country. In Arkansas, you'd call them hillbilly, and we'd see them and spend time with them. So it's time with family, a time with winter, usually where I was from, there was snow, and you get your tree, and there was just a lot of fun to be with family, and that's a big part of life, was the family. So we enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing family we hadn't seen all year, or since the last year, that was it.
All right.
Most exciting family member would have been my uncles or cousins, because my family was my brother and sisters, and they were pretty much the same family as I was. They didn't do much or get in any trouble, pretty much the same. So I had some cousins that were more, would you say, worldly wise, in that they did more things than I did, and got out in a little bit into the world. And one cousin lived on a lake, and he was an awesome water skier. But probably my uncles and cousins were most memorable. They had more times. So I'd love to meet with them and talk with them about things, but that was about it.
All right. So thank you for letting me interview you.